Blog Talk Radio.
The vision of Isaiah, son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah, Yehuda, and Jerusalem, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, Yehuda. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Yahweh hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The words in the first chapter, first three verses of Isaiah, Yeshayahu, the prophet of Yah. Shalom, 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 shalom. I am Yirmiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in another episode in the Knowledge Suite. We normally come your way every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio, with the exception of some F days, in which we do expound further on some topics, and we even go into newer topics, or we do reviews. Whichever way we're led by the Spirit of the Most High Yah, that's the direction we follow. We welcome you, 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 and you into the Knowledge Suite. Hallelujah, on Blog Talk Radio. My brothers and sisters and people of the nations, so many controversies, so many controversies, so many controversial, what they call subject matters, exist in this dispensation of time, even amongst my people, the children of Israel, the Hebrew Israelites. But there are many sectors, there are many groups, and there are multiple doctrines that all of these groups teach. Well, I noticed this in listening to and having just, you know, gone and visit some of them, which that's not something I'm very active at doing, and there's a reason. I stay away from all of that. Main reason is because of the fact that Yahweh did not choose no group, no Hebrew group, as they call themselves, okay? Yes, or what they really are. Even the ones who named themselves by different names, you're still a Hebrew group. He said, gather yourself together, O nation, not desire. Not no, O handful of here, a handful of there, and you call yourself the nation or the house of Israel, whatever you refer to yourself as, okay? That's what you say. But let me just correct you. Beth Israel, or the house of Israel, is the entire nation. It is not the name of no Hebrew group. And the sons are Ben Yisrael, and the ones who call themselves Israel in Christ, and man, you name it, we claim it. We got everything. And every one of them come with their own little set of rules, regulations, and, of course, their own doctrines of the doctrines of the sons of men. And they use the scriptures in the Bible to try to prove points, but it's still some doctrine that a man has used, has twisted and formulated and put together to try to make it seem like this is valid. Well, I'm coming from the word. That don't mean that you understand it, okay? But anyway, we deal with such controversial issues. The ones that they claim to be controversial, we take them on. We challenge them. I challenge them here in the Knowledge Street. Hallelujah. I depend upon and solely upon the wisdom of Yah. And it's strange that when Yah shows you things that are different from what these sons of men think that they are right about, they love to run over to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Lean, trust in Yahweh with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. That's exactly what y'all are doing, brothers, sisters. You lean into your own understanding. But you want to accuse somebody else of it just because they don't go along with it and don't see like you see. Hallelujah. Tell you what, try listening to the voice of Yah. Try going deep down inside of you and listening to that still small voice or that big powerful voice, whichever way it's in you. Go in there and pull it up. Petition Yah. Pray unto Yah to give you wisdom, because I guarantee you a lot of the stuff that you have that you think you got down packed is twisted, man. This is not in criticism of you. This is simply telling you and letting you know that you, me, and all of us are going to have to seek the mighty Yah for wisdom. The sons of men error. They error greatly in trying to bring forth the word to the mighty Yah, especially when Yah has not spoken to them. So they were their era, and they will cause you and me their era. And, you know, such a thing as this. As a matter of fact, on that same note, that's exactly what we're going to be going into tonight, one of these so-called controversial subjects. It has to do with this thing called the remnant. The remnant. What is the remnant? Who is the remnant? What and who is the remnant comprised of, my beloved brothers and sisters? Because the way the groups see it, that is, quote, unquote, the Hebrew groups, each Hebrew group identifies themselves as being a remnant. We're the small surviving few, because that's what remnant means. We're the small few that the Creator is talking about in the Scriptures. Man, nothing is more sickening than to hear this. When none of you have no idea how big this remaining remnant of Israel will be. Well, that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going into the Scriptures, and we are really going in there deep. We are getting it from the mouth of more than one prophet. Hallelujah. But one thing you can be assured and guaranteed of by the mouth of the prophets, guess what? The prophets are consistent. They agree with one another. No prophet varies in his prophecy or in his writings or what he has said by the mouth of the true and living Most High El of Israel, the Elohim, the power of Israel, the what? The creator of the heavens, the earth, the universe, the sea, and all that in them there is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations. And I know how that saying go, that quote go, Moray. Don't worry. It's in the book of Psalms. I know exactly how it go. The creator, yes, of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them there. Yes, I know exactly how it's stated, so I don't need no help on that. Total robot. Hallelujah. My blood brothers and sisters, let's deal with this. Let's deal with this remnant thing. Let's deal with this, because we really need to get some clarity here. You notice I started off the program in opening up, which I always do, with either a psalm or some passage of scripture from the Most High Yah, because this is our central theme. This is what we are about. This is what we are what? Centralized in. This is what we are located in. This is how we operate off of the words of the Most High Yah. It is Yah and Yah only, hallelujah, that we believe in. No others, no other pagan deities, no none of that. We don't celebrate holidays and anything. When I say we, I'm talking about me, myself, and I. And that's not no three in one. It's just a way of just phrasing things. What I'm really saying is I, personally. But then again, it extends further than that. Those whose eyes are coming open. You know, so we speak in their behalf as well. So my beloved brothers and sisters, no love lost. Notice, I'm going to pick up in the next verse in Isaiah chapter 1. Hallelujah. And we're going to start at verse 5. Why should ye be stricken anymore? He's telling us. See, he's already called out to the nation to let them know that he has what? That he has brought up children and they rebelled against him. That's the Most High, y'all. The Most High Yah is telling the nations of the earth. He's telling the heavens, the uttermost parts of the earth, and even into the what? Into the heavens. He's calling all this as witnesses against us, hallelujah. He's declaring this all throughout the universe, the multiverses, hallelujah. I have raised up children. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Now, we skip down to verse 5. He asks a question. Why should ye be stricken anymore? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. He's referring to the entire nation of Israel. From the sole of the feet, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and petrifying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Now he's referring to symbolically as what? As the multiplicity of wounds that the children of Israel have been afflicted with. Hallelujah. The multiple heartbreaks that he himself has even suffered from dealing with such a rebellious nation. See, he's calling out to the nations even, that he has raised up children. He has brought up children. Hallelujah. And we rebelled against him. So he's likening this as to what? Multiple sores or scars and bruises and sores that are festering or what you call putrefying. You know, these are sores that are literally rotting. You know, this is how he labels the children of Israel. Verse 7, your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. In your land, strangers devour it in your presence. And it is desolate as overthrown by strangers. See, when a land is surely desolate, it means to be lacking the inhabitants of that land. See, even though strangers, as he made it known to us, strangers now. So if these are Edomites, why would they be considered as strangers? Because Edom, which is Esau, our brother Esau was not a stranger to Yah. Yah knew him. He just didn't like what Esau did. Okay, and punished him for it. So then, you all who say that the Jews are Edomites, y'all need to really put that in check, because that's a wrong and improper doctrine, and you better believe. Here in the Knowledge Street, I'm going to deal with you on that too. I'm going to challenge it, bring it on out. Not going to care how you feel, what you think, what some slew footed, chicken bone chewing, beef neck bone eating moray might have taught you, okay? Yeah. Sounds slanderous, don't it? Well, I'm here to throw down. You know, through here to throw down. Don't care about how you think, what you feel, but even at the same time, I still love you because you're my brother. I'm commanded to. Have to show you some tough love, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Look at this. Verse 8. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in the vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. He's referring to the entire nation now. We abandon, in other words. Hallelujah. Except Yahweh Sabaoth, it says Lord of hosts, that means Yahweh of armies, of hosts, had left unto us a very small remnant. We should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Now look at this. In comparison to every single Israelite that's alive on this planet today, we are still a small remnant of what our fathers were. Because if all of them were still alive, we would be what? We will be what we are going to become again, and these prophecies are stated over in the book of Ezekiel. We're going to get to all of this. An exceeding great army. Okay? But even today, every single Israelite, yes, I'm talking about the ones who are not awakened too, they're still Israelites. They have that bloodline. So you all Hebrew groups who run around here calling brothers and sisters that don't know the little teaspoonful that you have, you call them Jakes. Yeah, like I hear some of the brothers in purple saying, Jakes. As in what? Jacobs. Yaakobs. But see, that's a whole different thing. Yaakob was simply given that name by divine inspiration of Yahweh. But Yahweh was the one that changed the man's name from Yaakob to Israel. Look at that. You don't have the right and authority to call nobody no Jake. Okay? Because I can call you a Jack. And not no Jack of all trades. Jacked up. In the way you think and in the way you see and believe. You brothers, y'all got to get out of this mess. You got to get out of this group thing, this I know it all, I got it all, they don't. But notice this. Y'all say, except Yahweh had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Now, the word remnant, in all actuality, has really about several meanings. We're just going to look at a few of them. Okay, remnant means something left over, a remainder. Look at this. It means something left over, a remainder. Remainder. So every single Israelite on this planet today that's alive is a remainder, whether you want to see it that way or not. That's what a remnant is. Whatever Israelites will be left over in these days to come that Yah have spoken of and surely going to come, those people are considered, those Israelites are the remnant, the leftover. It ain't none of your Hebrew group, your Hebrew hole in the wall. Get that out of your head. See, you want it to be that way, but that's not the way the Most High Yah set it up, brothers. Look at that. A surviving trace of vestige. What is a vestige? A visible trace, evidence, or sign of something that has once existed, but exists or appears no more. Look at that. As of a former time, a condition. Look at this. a surviving trace or vestige, as of a former time or condition. Now, in the plural sense, it means a small remaining group of people, remaining, left over. So it depends on how remnant is applied here in the scriptures. See, there are several applications, as with other words, in the words of the Most High Yah. It depends on how it is applied. And this is going to be a very long subject, so this is going to cover several segments. And we're not going to rush. We're going to take our time and do this. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High Yah. Okay, in the book of Isaiah, Yeshayahu, chapter 10, and I encourage you to read the entire 10th chapter so that you can get the idea of what's being stated, who's being talked to, what's being talked about, the dispensation that this is referring to. But let's look at something here. Look at this. Isaiah chapter 10, let's start at verse 20, just for the conservation of time. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 20 through 22. And it shall come to pass in that day, that the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped of the house of Jacob shall no more again stay upon him that smote them. Hallelujah. But shall stay upon Yahweh, the Kodesh one of Israel, in truth. Ooh. This says that that's what this remnant is going to do. No, this is not your Hebrew group who claim they're keeping the law, statutes, judgment, they're doing all of it. Nope. No, sir, brother. No, ma'am, sister. Okay? But shall stay upon Yahweh, the Kodesh one of Israel, in truth. The remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty El. For though thy people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. The consumption decreed shall overflow with righteousness. The consumption decreed, what is that? Shall overflow with righteousness. For though thy people Israel be as the sand of the sea, meaning without number, you can't count them, yet a remnant of them shall return. Now, in this sense, remnant is referring to a what? A small surviving few. Yes. But how big is this remaining few, brothers? See, you cannot bring this down to mundane, which means earthly terms, in your thinking and in your reasoning, because this definitely takes the spirit of the Most High Yah to discern and to bring into your members the correct overstanding, innerstanding, and understanding of what these scriptures are saying. Notice, sure, we are as the sands of the sea and have even been that way in our antiquity up until now. Can't even be counted for number. But yet, a remnant shall return. How big is this remnant? Only Yah knows, because he has these people written down in his book. Yes, if you didn't make it to that book, if you didn't make it to Yah's book of life, to Yah's book of remembrance, you're not in it. I don't care how many Hebrew prayers you pray, how many fringes you wear upon your garment. Our people wandered in the wilderness 40 years with fringes on and didn't even make it in the promised land. Two out of that whole generation that saw all the miracles, hallelujah, of Yah upon the land of Mizraim, mistakenly called Egypt. That's a Greek word for bondage, okay? Then but two who wore their fringes, who made the prayers on the Yah, then but two of them, Yahshua and Caleb, Yahshua now, the real Yahshua, the real Yahshua, the Yahshua that Yah cares about and has significance with him. But he didn't say that this Yahshua ben Nun was not seated on his right hand. Hebrew groups who are still waiting on a Yahshua to return, like the Christians are waiting on a J-U-S-U-S, in which the leader of that group of the Christian churches, the Pope, just recently told them, ain't no J-U-S coming back, because one never left, never existed to even leave to go anywhere. But no, look at my brothers and sisters in the Christian churches. They want to still hold on to that. Like, I don't care what the Pope say. Jesus is real to me. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my heir. Okay, you keep believing that lie. If the ones who gave you the lie have told you that it's a lie, then what are you going to do? You going to still stay with the lie? This lie came from them. But that's all right. Well, it's not all right. But I'm going to tell you this one thing. I'm not going to stress over it. I'm thankful to Yah for opening my eyes and giving me a heart to understand and a mind to search out these deep things and for blessing me with the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, overstanding, and understanding of his word. Hallelujah. That I may get a full comprehension of the matter. I don't know everything. Still a lot of things I have questions about. Still a lot of things I don't understand, I don't comprehend, but I'm not going to sit up here and lie to y'all or try to put on a false pretense as to what have you thinking I know everything, like some of you all do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters, the remnant of Israel. Hallelujah. This small remaining few in comparison to how large this nation is could still be a very large number. You just wait. This thing is going to get better and better, more juicy and juicier as we dive and get deeper into it. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go over to Jeremiah chapter 23. Let's start at verse 1. Look at this. Woe, meaning destruction, be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith Yahweh. Therefore, thus saith Yahweh, the power of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith Yahweh, and I will gather the remnant. I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and I will bring them again to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and increase. Read this whole chapter. Look at this. He said he's going to gather the remnant, what's left over of Israel. Whoever's alive during that time shall be gathered. He don't have no exceptions to it, because the thorough and total purging of the house of Israel shall be up to Yahweh himself, not to no man. Okay? Hallelujah. He will gather the remnant. How many remnants? If we were to just deal with this in this present day, not with the exception of those who won't even be here tomorrow, okay? You still couldn't count them. The remnant of the children of Israel gathered, scattered in all countries are very, very huge and virtually without number. So how big will this remnant be? You don't know. I don't even know. Hallelujah. But I tell you this, like I keep telling you, it's not your Hebrew root. Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu, chapter 31. Verse 7, read this, because this is really good. The new covenant is even in here, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nation. Just for the conservation of time, Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 7, for thus saith Yahweh, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations, publish ye, make it known publicly. That's what it means to publish. Make it known publicly. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Yahweh, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. How big is the remnant, brothers? Hallelujah. It says what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Yahweh, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. And you thought the remnant was your group, huh? Mm-mm. You see at various times and in various situations, remnants of our people were left in certain situations and in certain places. For example, we come over to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11, and read this whole chapter again. Let's skip down to verse 11. Look at this. Likewise, when all the Hebrews, not Jews, that were in Moab and among the Ammonites, and in Edom, and that were in all the countries, heard that the king of Babylon had left a remnant of Yehuda, and that he had set over them Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shephen, even all the Hebrews returned out of all places whither they were driven, and came to the land of Yehuda, to Gedalia, unto Mizpah, and gathered wine and summer fruits very much. Pardon my stumbling on those names, brothers and sisters, I pronounce them all the time. Sometimes I do stumble a little bit, but hallelujah, praise the Most High Yah. But this is just to show you, in various situations and in various times, see how the king of Babylon left the remnant, a small what? Group, a small few of the children of Yehuda behind for this particular reason and purpose. Read the whole chapter so you can get the gist of what is being stated. We're just bringing all this into focus to bring as much clarity as we possibly can to this remnant thing, because a lot of our people are mistaken that the remnant is just going to only be this, that, and this, a dab, and the remnant could be a very large number of people in comparison, like I said before, to the number of Israelites that have existed. And this is not disobeying Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. I'm not leaning to my own understanding, brothers. Okay, let's be clear about that. Hallelujah. I'm leaning to the understanding that the Most High Yah is blessing me in these scriptures. So far, we have talked and expounded in the scriptures, and we got a long way to go because we have a boatload of knowledge and wisdom from the Word of Yah. We're not going to cover it all in one night. I may be on this subject for quite some time, excuse me, because it is what they term highly controversial. And everybody is miscounting when it comes to the remnant. So let's get down with the real count then, hallelujah. Let's not be what? Let's not be too big-headed here, if you will. Let's get a couple of more scriptures in before we get out of here tonight. Something that's very important. You really need to read the entire book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 32. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be delivered. Whosoever. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as Yahweh has said, and in the remnant whom Yahweh shall call. In the remnant whom Yahweh shall call, not in no so-called remnant that your so-called Moray shall call, or your Moray shall name as the remnant. In the remnant, what's left over, a remainder, surviving trace of vestige as of a former time or condition, a small remaining group of people, remaining left over, whom Yahweh shall call. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations, we bring it forth, this information on this remnant. Hear a lot of people talking about it, but they don't go into it far and deep. They don't go to get the meaning and the various contexts of how this word is used throughout the scriptures. And they try to bring it back to their little group and say that we the people that the Bible talking about, really. Okay. Why? Because we the one doing all the laws, statute, judgment, commandments, and all like that. And when we come back again, it's coming W Day, hallelujah. We're going to show you what Yahweh think of your solemn feasts, of your new moons and Shabbats that you say you are keeping. Hallelujah. And all your feasts and festivals. What does he think about how he don't, even to the Hebrew groups who still try to practice what? The killing of the bullocks, the sacrificial animals. I'm going to show you what Yah has to say about all that. Praise the mighty God. Y'all ain't no getting around it, brothers and sisters. I'm simply saying we have got to line up with this word of Yah. One thing you can do as a captive is just pray and ask Yah for forgiveness of our fathers and for our forgiveness and wait on him. Wait. Nothing wrong with having a mind to want to be obedient. Nothing wrong. See, God, there's nothing wrong with you having a desire and a wanting to do what the true and mighty and the true and Kodash one of Israel is commanding us to do in this dispensation of time. You're captives. You're scattered all over the world, brothers. So this couldn't be relegated and concentrated to your little small group. We're not criticizing you and your group. We're just letting you know. This thing is way bigger than your group, way bigger than some of your teachings. Okay? It's good that you want to do this way, that you want to serve the Creator. But the problem he has with y'all is y'all get a teaspoon full and you think you got it all and you think you know it all and you don't. I don't have this knowing all thing about me, and I'm so glad Yah blessed me with this type of spirit, even with all the wisdom that he has blessed me with, and there's a lot. But it's a small, tiny amount in comparison to what the Most High knows and what he is all about. My beloved brothers and sisters, it's been a pleasure. And we pray that Yah keep us going strong. And we'll see you again this coming W Day in the Knowledge Suite. Shalom, shalom, shalom.